The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 6th of May, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we start off our news today in paying the dear old government. Oh, what joy it is. Nonetheless, though, we have to pay it or we suffer the consequences. At least now there's a few more options to do it. Get ready to use your Apple Pay or your Google Pay. Now, currently, it's actually just useful for travel, meaning you can use your mobile device to pay for global entry. But it ain't just going to be all about that. No, no, no. UK government officials are expecting to spread payments among other more central government services and even onto local government. Things like for police or even healthcare. Unfortunately, until then, it's in the lines we wait. Hey, Firefox users yesterday, did you have some problem with your browsers, particularly with the extensions? Yeah, there was a big old problem over there at Mozilla. Yes, apparently everybody's add-ons just stopped working using Firefox. And it took a little bit to figure out what the hell is going on here. Finally, Mozilla said, oh yeah, this is due to a certificate expiration. Oops. And as of yesterday, they said they were working hard to fix the issue. Well, whatever they did, the fix seems to have done the trick, at least for now. Because as of posting this show, the Firefox add-ons, yep, they seem to be working just fine now. That is, if you're using Firefox basically on your desktop. The fix apparently won't work for the ESR Firefox or Firefox for Android. Mozilla still has to apply a patch for that to work, and that is still coming. Unfortunately, no time was given on that. It is a Monday, and gosh knows nobody feels like working on a Monday, so it might be Tuesday before those things will work. You can get all the updates you need regarding Firefox's updates on their add-ons over at Mozilla's webpage. Finally, trash talking in sports. Oh, yeah. No, it may not be proper, but by golly, it's there. Sure, we're used to hearing trash talking on the field when it comes to things like, I don't know, rugby and soccer. Or should I say football? Hell, even things like basketball and baseball. Hell, you even hear trash talking going down on Xbox Live. Yeah, seriously. So much so that Microsoft has decided that they need to put a little bit of regulations in place for acceptable Xbox Live trash talk. Yeah, that's right. There's going to be a few certain words and phrases that will be A-okay to use in Xbox Live trash talking. And this is Microsoft basically hoping that they can make this thing a little bit on the cleaner side. Now, the new community standards will include, of course, fraud and cheating and other behaviors Microsoft closely regulates on Xbox Live, including, yes, trash talking. So what's acceptable? Well, apparently profanity, even though it's going to happen, it's not. But as long as you're saying things like, get wrecked, or things like potato aim. Yeah, you hear that one correctly. Potato aim. Apparently that's okay with Microsoft's guidelines now. It doesn't quite have the same impact, does it? Nah. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Check out our blog reviews and, of course, all of our wonderful shows over there. Great shows like The Big Show and, of course, The Mac Show, which, by the way, now features Andy Inako weekly. How cool is that? Find us on our Facebook page, too. Give us a like if you like us. British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for Tuesday's installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Monday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.